Okay, everybody, I have a question for you. As I've written it out, we have a think about it. And it is, put your hand up so you can read this. Anybody think they can read that for me? Okay, can you read it for me? Can you make beautiful things by accident? That's an odd question, isn't it? Can you make something beautiful just by accident? Well, I've got something to help me. I want to make a beautiful pink cake. I'm looking for somebody to come and help me. I can see some of you sitting really nicely there. We're going to make it by accident. I don't know what should go in the cake. This could be an accident. This is what happens, right? Okay. You're sitting really good. Can I come across for me? And you can choose what we're going to put in the cake. We've got no ingredient book. We have eggs, butter, lots of sugar, flour, pink food colouring. Best not start with that then. Maybe not the eggs. What do you want to put in it? Doesn't matter, it's going to be an accident. We'll just see, the cake's going to pop out. Butter, yeah? Bag, put it in the bag. In the bag, mate. Thank you. We're going to sit down. Anybody else? Okay, you're sitting nicely, Sarah. What do you think, Sarah? I'm not going to take. Doesn't matter what you put in. It'll be a big accident. We're going to see what happens. That much. Okay, great. Anybody else? What do you think you want to put in here? We've still got sugar left. You can put some more butter in if you want. Or is the egg calling you? Yeah. An egg? Great. Best not go smashing, alright? Just drop it in their hole. Any idea what you might want to put in the cake? Doesn't matter, it's going to be a big accident, and we're going to see if we can make something beautiful just by accident. Oh, a nice big pink cake. Icing sugar. Yummy. Anyway, put it down there. Bag. Is that enough? Yeah, enough. Okay, that's great. Thank you, Demi. Good boy. We have sugar. You can put some more butter in if you want. We have flour. Icing sugar. We haven't got food colouring yet, so it's up to you. You can put some of that in if you want. You be careful with it. That really will stain your hands. We're going to see if the cake's going to come out of here. What do you want to put in there? What's your name? Emily. Put sugar, yes?
Oh, sugar.
Sitting there really nice and well done. You've got some there. Thank you for your help, Emily. This bag, by accident, we put all these ingredients in the bag. Good job there or there, so it might not have been there. We tried to make the cake just by accident. We just said, no. Put it all together, let's see what comes out. I have got plenty to put our cake on. I don't think we'll be pouring it out. Right, what are you thinking now? What do you call somebody, thinking hand up, right? What do you call somebody who is very good at making cakes? A baker! Very good! So, cakes don't happen by accident. You need somebody to make them, don't you? Somebody clever, somebody knows how to do it. Okay, try making a cake. What about a beautiful painting? Can you make a beautiful painting by accident? Right, so for our painting, fortunately we've got some paints here, this paper, pop in the bag. This is going to happen by accident, and we'll see if we can make a beautiful painting by accident. Got some paint, what colour? You know how to use red, can you get it to start with? Some red. Right, okay. Thank you, where's that thing gone? On your shoulder. Thank you, Sophie, well done. This is nice, haven't you? Do you know how much, Charlotte? Oh, we've got a Charlotte, what colour would you like to use? Yellow? Yellow, what's in yellow?
Yellow.
Yellow. You see if we can make a beautiful painting by accident. Lovely, well done. Thank you, Charlotte. Can you go sit down now? I'll put your hand over if you think that's beautiful. Oh, I don't really think that's a beautiful painting. It's not really beautiful, is it? What's the person? What person do we call it? We call it beautiful painting. Matthew. Paintings don't happen by accident. You need someone who's clever. who's thinking about what they're doing, someone who's talented. We've got an artist, she's really clever at what she's doing. See, painting don't just happen by accident. You know what, there are some people who look at the world, look at their bodies, they look at the mountains and the rivers and they think, well, I think all this happened by accident. They think that in space there were some stones flying, big rocks. And all of a sudden there was a big explosion, big bang, and it was by accident. Here was the world, a beautiful world we live in. And people, they think that people happen by accident. There was a big bang, and the fish turned into something else, and turned into amazing people. You look at the mountains and the rivers and all the beautiful things you see. You see your beautiful mum and your brothers and sisters. And some people think, oh, it happened just by accident. Who can tell me where we read about how the world really started? Who knows where we can read about how the world really started? Do you think you know, Bradley?
In the Bible.
In the Bible. In the Bible, we read about how the world actually started. I'm going to go back in time now, right back to the beginning, and we're going to think about how the world actually started. It didn't start with the Big Bang. Our beautiful world didn't start by accident. God created it. God made it. So we're going to look at the very, very, very first week.
Week ever.
Yeah. Diary of the first week ever. A diary, if something happened amazing in my life, maybe I might keep a diary and write down, on Tuesday, I went to Brendan Bible Club and had a really fun time. I might write that in my diary. It's what happens on different days. This says, diary of the first week ever. So we're going right back to the beginning of time, to the very first week ever. Before that, there was no time at all. This is the very, very first week. And we're going to fill in what's happened on the different days. Okay, let's take the front cover off my notebook, so I can take it off. We've got space to fill in, you see. It's been a week. We've got space. Space for our pictures. Okay. First day. Day number one. Put this box. Number one here, number two, number three. We're going to go through and fill in our diary of what happened on different days. On the very first day, there was nothing. There wasn't even space. If you'd been an astronaut, you couldn't have flown into space because before the very first day, there was nothing. Only God. God was there before everything. There wasn't even space. First thing God did was He created space. I don't think it's right the way. We'll call this space. God created space. The spaceships can go into. Okay? From that we can see through space. The second thing God created, should I use the white pen? Is God created the earth. Okay? I'll draw an earth there. The earth is completely covered in water. And then God spoke to me and He said, let there be light. He created light. So what I do is, you lie around here, and when I have half the earth in sunshine, this half's in sun, in light, I should say, the other half is in darkness. Okay, so this is our diary. And we're going to fill in what happens on different days. So on day one, He created space, He created the earth, and light, and dark. Then we get to, and God looked at it, and He didn't say, oh, it's alright. He looked at what He'd made and He said, it's really good, it's very good. He's pleased with what He made. And because the earth was spinning around, He called the light, He called day, and the dark He called night. And the evening and the morning were one whole day. So we have light and dark. Okay, day two. What did I say the earth was covered in? Who can remember? Yeah. Water. So the earth is completely covered in water. Draw some water here. That's all there was water covering the earth completely. And what God did was, He separated some water, had some water there, and he separated it, he put some of it up in the air, and he created atmosphere. Because before that, there was no air for people to breathe. If you've been on the earth, there's no air for you to breathe. You'd have needed an oxygen mask. But God created atmosphere. And he put some water in the sky, which made what?
Clouds.
You made, yeah, clouds. We've got the sky here. So now on the earth, there was water, and there was atmosphere, air, for us to breathe. And we need air to breathe, don't we? Into our lungs, helps us to, we need it to live. The clouds, and we have water. This was day number
two.
This is the second day. And God looked at it, and he said, this is very good. It's very pleased what he made. We move on to day number three. God wasn't just going to create fish and things that live in water, though. He'd be creating those other things. So he needed to have land. God needed to create land. Before that, there was sea everywhere. So God created land. Okay, just some land here. And on the land, for people to live, he created trees. What else did he create that was going to grow on the land? Who can think of other things that might grow on the land?
Flowers.
Flowers, good. We've got trees. What else are we going to have?
Leaves.
Okay, leaves. We have leaves. Did I have my tree over here? Leaves. Flowers. What about what we eat? Who can think what goes into bread? God was going to make.
Wheat.
So you have wheat. God created all these things on the third day. Things that were going to grow in the ground. Lots of grass. Lots of flowers in a second. Fruit on the trees. Everything we need to live. Fruit for animals. Something else.
Melons and bananas.
Melons and bananas. We have nice trees. Melons. Grown trees. Anything else? Potato? Yeah, absolutely. Things that grow in the ground. So if things underground. Carrots and things underground. God created all these things in the third day. Then we get to day number four. And God looked at this and said, it's very good. God could have created everything on one day if he wanted to. Nothing was impossible for God. But God chose to do to make things on different days, and that was actually going to give us a whole week. He could have just said the word and made everything on one day, but God decided to make it in this way, and there was an order to the way he made things. He didn't by accident made it in a certain order. Okay, so we've got space in the earth. Day four. I wonder if anybody knows what God made on day four. Hands up if you think you know. Interested to see how many hands are up. Some of you think you might know what happened on day four. What do you think?
Did
he create Adam and Eve? Not on day four, no. Quite hard. You've got two more people, Matthew.
Did he create the animals?
Not the animals on day four, no. It's hard, isn't it? Anybody else you might know? One more person. It wasn't the birds in the sky, no. Say what it was. Hands down. He created a light that was going to be the light for daytime. Some of you might be thinking this. Make the sun. Okay? The sun didn't happen by accident. And the sun wasn't the very first thing God made. God made it on day four. God made it even after he made light. You might think, I didn't know that. Only the night. The sun, the daytime. For the night time, God made the moon. What else did God make? It goes in space. You can't see very easily. In space, way out in space, you need big telescopes to see. What do you think? A thing. I'll come back to you, alright? Anybody else think you might know? What's in space? We can sometimes see, especially at night time.
Stars,
okay, let's put some stars up there. Something else I'm thinking of, apart from stars, keep your hats on, some of you might know the names of some of these. Oh, planets. Does anybody know the names of some planets?
Mars.
Mars, yeah, we've got Mars. So let's draw a few planets in here. I'm not running out of time, aren't I? God created planets. God looked at space, hands down. The amount of stars he made, millions and millions of them. There's more stars than there was sand. I'll ask you another question in a minute, okay? So God looked at everything he made on late form. Wow, it was very good. It was really pleased with what he made. It was perfect. Absolutely perfect. We come to day five. Some of you have said what God was going to make on day five. You see, so we're all prepared ready. We're all prepared ready for what he's going to make on day five. Ask one person.
Animals?
Not animals, I'll tell you.
Flying.
Things that fly in the sky.
Birds.
Okay, birds. Not just birds though. Okay. Have a think. Not just birds you made, other things that fly in the sky as well. Mammals that fly in the sky. Think about the outside of the sky. Vulture, bird, bats and things like that would have made. He also made fish as well. Fish, another reptile that some people say if you believe in creation, you can't believe in dinosaurs. That's true. Day five, God made the birds in the sky. You notice it's all made in order, isn't it? He's prepared it already, and he's thought of creation. He's made the water, he's made the air. He's filled the sky with birds, mammals that fly, and fish, and other things that swim the sea. And God looked at what he made on day five, and wow, it was very good. We have to rush, aren't we? On day six, I know you know, hands down, we're not going to have time, okay? We ask one person, so we need to ask him, Jeremy, do you know what God might have made on day six? We haven't got animals yet. We've got my animals on day six. Let's draw them in here. We have a dog. All animals, okay? Insects, everything that's on land.
You've got two legs.
All my joy, that's the only thing you can count with. I don't know what dinosaur this is. It's just a dinosaur. What created dogs and cats, insects, things that creep on the ground, and dinosaurs and dogs, all sorts of animals, and the biggest to the very smallest, all created on the last day. Hands down. But the one thing God hasn't created at this stage, He hasn't created people, because people aren't animals. A lot of people think, oh, people are animals. They were made like animals, and we came from animals. But God said no. And He made people in a different way. He got some earth from the ground, created the ground, and He got some earth, and God actually used the earth, and He made a first man, called Adam. He was laying on the ground. He wasn't moving. And God breathed into Adam, God's own breath. He didn't do that to the animals, He didn't breathe into the animals. Adam was special. God breathed into Adam, and became alive. The difference was, God had given Adam something that nobody else had. It was a soul inside him. The animals didn't have souls. The other one, nothing else had souls, only Adam. God breathed into Adam. And the soul meant that Adam could know God. Adam could talk to God, could enjoy God. It also meant that Adam would live forever. He was going to be eternal. He should go on and on living. Now if he died, he'd be able to live forever. And that's true for everybody else who came after Adam. Because Eve was taken from Adam, you know. Adam was put into sleep by God. And a rib was taken out of Adam. And Eve was made perfect Adam be his wife. But Eve also had a soul, and she was going to live forever. And also, she'd be able to have a relationship with God. She'd be able to know God, talk to God. But she also had a soul. Animals can't know God. Animals can't talk to God or pray to God. But we can, because everyone who's come from Adam since then also has souls. We've all got souls. Everyone in this room, everyone I look at, got souls that will live forever. One thing we need to do in our lives is to put our faith and trust in Jesus. We can pray to him. He's a God that we can know. And of course we can't know God, but we can. It's very important in our lives. You'll hear more about it later in the week. But we also put our faith and trust in God.